This is the Sakar Merli of the 21st of June 2024. Essence, sweet children, before becoming deities, you definitely have to become Brahmins. Only those who are born through the mouth of Brahma are the true Brahmins, who become deities by studying Raj Yoga. Question. In which aspect is your spiritual gathering unique and different from all other spiritual gatherings, satsangs? Answer. In other spiritual gatherings, there is no aim or objective. People lose their wealth and property and continue to wander. You do not wander in this spiritual gathering. This is a school as well as a spiritual gathering, satsang. You study in this school, you do not wander. To study means to earn an income. You earn an income to the extent that you study and imbibe this knowledge and inspire others to do the same. To come into this spiritual gathering means to experience nothing but benefit. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. You spiritual children listen through your ears. The unlimited father says to you children, consider yourselves to be souls. By listening to this repeatedly, your intellects will stop wandering and become stable. You will sit here considering yourselves to be souls. You children understand that you have come here in order to become deities. You are adopted children. You Brahmins are studying. What are you studying? How to change from Brahmins into deities. When children go to college, they understand that they will study and become an engineer or a doctor, etc. They would be aware of that immediately on admission. Similarly, you children of Brahma become Brahmins, and you also understand that you will become deities from Brahmins. It has been remembered that human beings change into deities. However, who becomes that? Not all Hindus become deities. In fact, there is no such religion as Hinduism. The original eternal religion was not the Hindu religion. If you ask anyone who established the Hindu religion, they would become confused. This name has been given out of ignorance. Those who live in Hindustan call themselves Hindu. In fact, its name is Bharat, not Hindustan. It is called the land of Bharat, not the land of Hindustan. It is Bharat, and yet they don't even know which land this is. Because of being impure, they cannot consider themselves to be deities. Deities were pure. That religion does not exist at present. All the other religions have come into existence. The religion of Buddha is Buddhism. The religion of Abraham is Islam. And that of Christ is Christianity. But there is no such religion as Hinduism. It was the foreigners who gave this name of Hindustan. Because of being impure, they do not consider themselves to belong to the deity religion. The father has explained that the original eternal religion is the deity religion, and it is the most ancient. Which religion was there in the beginning? It was the deity religion. It cannot be called the Hindu religion. You are now Brahmins, the adopted children of Brahma. You are studying in order to become deities from Brahmins. It is not that you are studying to become deities from Hindus. You change from Brahmins into deities. You have to imbibe this very well. Look, there are now innumerable religions and more continue to be added. Wherever you give lectures, it is good to explain this. This is now the Iron Age and all the religions have become Tamopratan. If you explain with the pictures, their arrogance of I am so and so, I am this, will finish. They will realise that they are Tamopratan. First of all, give them the introduction of the Father, and then show them that this old world is going to change. Day by day, the pictures will become more beautiful. Just as children in schools keep maps in their intellects, in the same way all of this should remain in your intellects. The number one map is this. It shows the Trimurti and both the globes, the Golden Age and the Iron Age. You are now at the auspicious confluence age. This old world is to be destroyed, and the one original deity religion is being established. You belong to the original deity religion. There is no Hindu religion. Just as sannyasis consider the Brahm element, the place of residence, to be God, in the same way those who live in Hindustan consider themselves to belong to the Hindu religion. Theirs is different from yours. Deities are very elevated. People say this one is like a deity. When someone has good qualities, they say of him, this one has divine virtues. You understand that after Radha and Krishna are married, they become Lakshmi and Narayan. They are called Vishnu. All the images exist, but no one knows them. The Father now sits here and explains to you. It is the Father whom everyone remembers. There are no human beings who do not have God on their lips. God is known as the incorporeal one. They don't even understand the meaning of the word incorporeal. You now understand everything. You have changed from those with stone intellects into those with divine intellects. This knowledge is only for the people of Bharat, not for those of other religions. However, you can explain how so much expansion takes place and how other lands come into existence. No lands except Bharat will remain. That one religion does not now exist, all the rest exist. The example of the banyan tree is accurate. The foundation of the original eternal deity religion does not exist. The rest of the tree is still standing. So it would be said that the original eternal deity religion, not the Hindu religion, existed. You have now become Brahmins in order to become deities. Therefore, you definitely first have to become Brahmins. It is said the Shudra caste and the Brahmin caste. It is not called the Shudra dynasty, even though there are kings and queens. At first, the deities were emperors and empresses. Here there are Hindu emperors and empresses. There is only one Bharat, so how did they become separated? Every trace of them has disappeared. Only the images exist. The Sun dynasty is number one. You have now come here in order to belong to the Sun dynasty. This is Raj Yoga. It is in your intellects that you will become Lakshmi and Narayan. There is happiness in your hearts that the Father is teaching you in order to make you into emperors and empresses. This is the true story of becoming the true Narayan. Previously, for birth after birth, you used to listen to the story of becoming the true Narayan, but that was not a true story. You can never become a deity from a human being on the path of devotion. You cannot attain liberation or liberation in life there. However, all human beings definitely do attain liberation and liberation in life. All are now in bondage. Even today, when a soul comes from up above, he comes into a life of liberation, not into a life of bondage. For half the time, there is liberation in life, and for the other half, there is the life of bondage. This play is fixed. You are all actors in this unlimited play. You come here to play your parts. You souls are not residents of this place. How you come down is explained to you. Souls continue to take rebirth here. The history and geography of the whole world, from the beginning until now, is in the intellects of you children. People don't know what the unlimited Father does up above. Therefore, they are called ones with degraded intellects. Previously, you were those who had degraded intellects. The Father has now explained to you the secrets of the Creator and the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. You poor and ordinary ones know everything. You are the ones with clean intellects. That which is clean is called pure. Those with degraded intellects are called impure. Just look at what you are now becoming. In schools too, students can claim a high status through their studies. Your study is the highest of all, through which you can claim a royal status. Those people take birth to a king by giving donations and performing charity. They later become kings, whereas you become kings through this study. The Father says, I teach you children Raj Yoga. No one except the Father can teach you Raj Yoga. It is the Father who teaches you the knowledge of Raj Yoga, which you then explain to others. The Father teaches you Raj Yoga so that you can become pure from impure. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the incorporeal Father, and you will become pure. Then, by knowing this cycle, you will become rulers of the globe in the Golden Age. It is very easy to explain this. At present, no one belongs to the deity religion. Everyone has been converted into other religions. When you explain to anyone, first give them the Father's introduction. The Father explains that many have gone into other religions. There are countless Buddhists and Muslims, etc. Some have been forced to become Muslims. Many also became Buddhists. Someone gave a speech and thousands were converted into Buddhists. Christians also came and gave speeches in that way. They now have the largest population. The whole cycle of the world now turns around in your intellect, which is why the Father says, you are spinners of the discus of self-realization. Vishnu too is shown with the discus of self-realization. People don't understand why Vishnu has been shown with that. Krishna and Narayan are called the spinners of the discus of self-realization. You should also explain what the connection is between the two. All of these three are the same. In fact, the discus of self-realization is for you Brahmins. You become the spinners of the discus of self-realization through this knowledge. The discus of self-realization is not something for killing or cutting off. It is an aspect of this knowledge. Your sins will be burnt away to the extent that you spin the cycle of knowledge. It is not a question of cutting off anyone's head. This is not a discus of violence. This discus makes you non-violent. They have completely changed the meaning of this. No one except the Father can explain this. You sweetest children should have a great deal of happiness. You now understand that you are souls. Previously you had forgotten that you were souls, and that you had also forgotten your home. A soul is still called a soul. They have said that the Supreme Soul is in the pebbles and stones. They have defamed the Father of souls a great deal. The Father comes once again and gives you souls this knowledge. It can never be said of souls that they are in pebbles and stones in every particle. The aspect of animals is separate. It is human beings who study. You now understand what you have become and for how many births. You have completed your 84 births. There is no question of 8.4 million births. Human beings are in immense darkness of ignorance. This is why it is said, when the sun of knowledge rises, the darkness of ignorance is dispelled. For half a cycle, in the copper and iron ages, there is darkness. For half a cycle, in the golden and silver ages, there is light. This is the knowledge of the day and night, of light and dark. These are unlimited aspects. For half a cycle you stumbled along a great deal in the dark. There was a great deal of wandering. When you are studying at school, that is not called wandering. People wander a great deal in those satsangs. There is no income from them, there is only a loss, which is why it is known as wandering. While wandering around, people have lost all their wealth and property and become poverty-stricken. Now, in this study, the more you imbibe and inspire others to imbibe, the more benefit and only benefit there will be. Once you become a Brahmin, there is nothing but benefit. You understand that it is you Brahmins who will become the residents of heaven. All of you will become residents of heaven, but you have to make effort to claim a high status. It is now the stage of retirement for all of you. You yourselves say, Baba, take us into retirement, into the pure world. That is the world of souls. The incorporeal world is very tiny, whereas there is a huge amount of land to walk and move around on here. These things do not exist there in the incorporeal world. There are no bodies, no parts. Souls remain there like stars. This is a wonder of nature. Just see how the sun and moon and the stars remain up there. Souls too remain there in the element of light, naturally, without any support. Acha. to the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children. Love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Churn this knowledge and become spinners of the discus of self-realization. Cut away your sins by spinning the discus of self-realization. Become doubly non-violent. 2. Make your intellect clean and pure and study the knowledge of Raja Yoga in order to claim a high status. Let there constantly be the happiness in your heart that you are listening to this true story of becoming a true Narayan and changing from a human into a deity. Blessing. May you be a constant yogi whose mind and intellect work accurately according to your orders. The special powers for becoming a constant yogi, that is, a master of yourself, are your mind and intellect. The mantra itself is Man Man Above, meaning focus your mind on me. Yoga is said to be the yoga of the intellect. So if those special powers are under your control, that is, if they work properly according to your orders, if you are able to have whatever thought you want, if you are able to focus your intellect on whatever you want, and your intellect does not make you, the king, wander, but works with discipline, you would then be said to be a constant yogi. Slogan: be a master world teacher. Do not make time your teacher. Om Shanti.